This is Patricia with Create Your Faith with Pat 58. I come to you tonight on Keene Radio with a master's degree in education and 47 years as a psychic reader. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is February 27th, 2019. Wow! The last Wednesday in February. I almost said that wrong. This year is flying by fast. March is soon approaching. Welcome to all of you. I desire for all of you to be here tonight. Are you ready to receive a free reading tonight? Well, if you are, call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. If any of you have a social media account, such as Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, go on these sites now and like Keene's pages. Now a little word from our sponsor. Dun-dun-dun. Keene.com is the leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keene are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationships, or anything you want to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN to get your exclusive offer as a new customer with any advisor you choose. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN. Pat 58, yours truly, can be reached at extension 048-19206. You can also download the Keene app on your smartphone to receive exclusive offers 40506. If you would like to talk to me tonight on the show, you can call 657-383-0802. Now, I'm going to be talking about two short things, and then we're going to dive right into free reading. So I will quickly talk about how there's an exciting event happening March 1st, 2019 at Keene headquarters. And then next I will be discussing the current astrological sign we are under, which is Pisces. I'm looking forward to sharing this pertinent information with you. Important announcement that Keene will be making on March 1st, 2019 regarding their Test Your Luck contest. This contest was about what customers had to say regarding their advisor. The lucky winner will receive $1,000 in Keene dollars. So keep a lookout for this announcement. You can also take a peek on a regular basis on Keene's social media account or throughout the site itself for the next contest, which will be arriving. So make sure, if you missed out on this important opportunity, to keep your eyes peeled for another one. That way, you might be the next Keene winner. Astrologically, right now, we are currently under the sign of Pisces. This started February 19th and ends March 20th. Now, when my customers call me, because I do timing, I always say it'll happen, let's see, for example, in the sign of Scorpio. So I'm not too particular about saying, like, October 17th through November 20th. I always go October 20th through November 20th. That way it's easier to remember, okay? But as far as to be very correct, the sign of under February 19th through March 20th. Pisces signs can also have a great imagination. Pisces people can be very lovable and passionate. Ooh. which means they make great lovers. Oh, boy. To find out more about this, you can go to Keen's website and click on horoscopes. You can also go to horoscope.com or astrology.com to find out more information. Now, I'm so excited, and I'm ready to take your call, so please be prepared to tell me your name, and please tell me where you're from. I am so, so excited. Here we go. I'm clicking right now. Hi, this is Patricia. Your name, please.
Hi, this is Shane from Riverside, California.
Well, hi, Shane. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you? I've called you before.
Well, thank you, sweetie. Welcome back. How can I help you? I have a quick question. Did my prediction unfold for you?
Oh, they sure did. That's why I thought, let me give her a call back. She knows exactly what she's talking about.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Shane. So how can I help you tonight, sweetie?
Well, I'm actually endeavoring on a new career path, and I was just wondering if it was going to be something successful for me.
Okay, well, sure. Let me look at that, okay, honey? Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
So just think about the question, Shane, and I'm going to shuffle my cards three times, okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
Will Shane be successful on his new career path, yes or no? Will Shane be successful on his new career path, yes or no? Will Shane be successful on his new career path, yes or no? It says that this is a sacrifice that you feel that you must make. Am I correct?
Oh, very, very correct.
And it says that you're tired of being weak, and you feel that whatever you're involved in right now, there's an abuse of power going on, and it looks like there's a woman around you that you, because you work right now, am I right?
I do, yeah.
Says there's a woman around you right now at your current job, and it feels like she's delaying your progress. And what I feel in that instance is, in other words, you have talents at your current position that she's not putting to use. Am I right?
Very much so. She's very, unappreciative of what I can offer. And so I figure I need to go somewhere else that will actually appreciate what I can do.
And honestly, I get the Five of Cups in the spread. So if you compare your relationship with her at work, and the Five of Cups means like you're in a marriage without any real love. So you're at a workplace where you're not getting recognized for what you can really do.
Oh, that's for sure.
Okay. The cards are saying, too, that there's people around you at work that really like you. You have a very good reputation, but to answer your question really quickly, it does say, yes, you are on the right career path, okay? It looks like it's going to take some time, so did the person who you're working with or who interviewed you, did they tell you that it's going to take time to make money?
Yeah, she did. She told me that it was going to take time, but I'm all about taking the time as opposed to just sitting somewhere and not moving anywhere. So I might as well make this move and, I guess, make the money or be successful in the time it takes.
And the other thing I see, sweetie, is that I get 2 sixes. So, honestly, this is really a good fit for you. Like, you're going to feel more at peace. You're going to feel more harmony around you. I also feel like it involves sales. Does it involve sales?
It does, yes, it does. Actually, somewhat of sales and just helping out other people, which is something that I'm actually a massage therapist, but this is kind of a little bit different, but it's also going into just helping people out. So I feel like... It's you know, kind of like on the verge of sales, but actually helping people out as well. So kind of a mix between
okay.
the two.
So what I'm saying is that money is going to become really good for you. It says that if you start now and really keep going within the next 4 weeks, that your money should improve greatly within the next 6 months.
Oh, awesome. That's great news.
So what's your next question, sweetie?
My next question would be, I have family that's moved up to Washington, and I have other family that is thinking about moving up there with them. I was just wondering if it's actually my parents that want to move up there with my brother, and I was wondering if they are actually going to do that or if they're going to stay here and where I'm at.
It feels like out of the two of them, one wants to move up there more than the other one.
Oh, yeah, that's definite. Mom wants to go, Dad doesn't, and so they're trying to figure out what to do.
I see a delay with that.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
so
I don't
honestly,
think that it's something
I mean,
that they can just jump and do.
Right. I mean, I don't want to say no, they won't do it. I do feel like it will happen, but it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's good.
That's
okay.
There's a lot of changes that have to be made. And or
they even have to sell their home and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's not like an overnight kind of thing. I just wasn't sure if they were going to do it or not. So, but that helps. Yeah, definitely. It just lets me know that it'll take some time. And so, yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And do you want me to keep you on or do you want me to disconnect the call?
Go ahead and keep me on. Really like to listen.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, Shane.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Have a great night, honey.
You too. Bye.
Well, that was awesome, Shane. Okay, it's time for our next call. Here we go. Let's see.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Patricia. You're live on the air. Your name?
Hi, Patricia. My name is Amala, and I'm from Connecticut.
Hi, Amala. What a beautiful
Hi.
Name. How can I
Thank
help you.
You? Well, I've been looking for Mr. Right for me, and it's been a while. I feel like I've learned my lesson. And I feel ready for the real deal person. So I'm just wondering if you might see him coming in and when might that be, if that is appropriate.
So will the real, will the perfect person for Amala come into her life? Yes, says yes. It feels like they're already around you.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it says they're going to make changes, and I see you guys growing emotionally. So what else would you like to know, Amala?
If you can ask the question of is it naturally, so I already know this person? I guess that's the next immediate question.
That's what I feel. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like you already
okay.
know them, but I feel like they're a little, they're both shy and a little paranoid to come forward right now. And it has to do with
okay.
those changes that they haven't yet made. They're
okay.
going to make.
Okay, so do you feel like it's going to be within the month of March that I meet him, or this comes into fruition?
That you realize who it is, okay? Let me ask when you when you realize who it is, okay?
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Well, girl, I feel honestly it's in July or August.
Okay. Okay.
And it feels like they might be a little bit older than you are. Okay.
Okay.
It also says that it also said that they love to be in charge.
That should be interesting. This should be very interesting because I usually am the initiator in the relationship, so that should be interesting. That's why I'm laughing.
I know, but sometimes people that are in charge, that means that they like to be in charge. That means that they like a lot of attention. So it's really good that you're the initiator because that means you'll be giving them attention. You'll be initiating on them.
Yes. That's true. That's true. Okay. Well, I'm excited for that. Just a quick question about, I'm actually almost finished with my book. Do you have any insight on when this exactly might be published this year?
I would love to go into that in depth, Amala, but I'm only allowed to answer two questions on the air.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Thank you.
So I invite you to call me on Keen, and we can do a more in-depth reading then.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Amala. Have a great evening.
You too. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was great. Nice to hear from the state of Connecticut. Okay. Time for our next caller. Hi, this
Hello.
Is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, Patricia. It's Andrea.
Hey, how are you? How was your birthday?
Oh, it was good. We're still celebrating again this weekend.
Well, that's awesome. You live in Las Vegas, right?
I do. It's a great place to have a birthday, huh?
Awesome. That's right. So what would you like to know tonight, sweetie?
Well, I had an interview today, but I don't feel like it was the right job for me. Do you see something else?
Let me see. Is there another job opportunity?
I wasn't feeling it.
Yes, there is another job opportunity, and for some reason you have the right to be cautious about this current place that you went to today, okay?
Yeah. I asked them about benefits that they were giving.
Their intentions aren't in the right place.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Thank you. So what else would you like to know?
Well, my other question is, do you think my friend will come back from the past?
You mean Alan?
Yes, I do.
He will come back around. And the cards are saying that there's a very strong possibility that you're going to run into him somewhere.
That would be interesting. Other
and
than running into him on the internet.
Going again.
Yeah. Well, I guess like if it's meant to be, it'll be, right?
Right.
Thank you, Pat. You probably have some more callers. I hope you have a nice night. Please keep me on.
I will keep you on, and I'm so happy that you're celebrating your birthday.
Thank you. It was fun.
Take
It'll
care,
be fun
sweetie.
Again.
I'll talk. That's right,
I'll
and
talk
I'll talk
soon.
To you again soon, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Time for our next caller. Here we go. Clicking, clicking, clicking.
Hi,
this is
thank
Patricia.
You very much.
Your name?
Yes, my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. I only have time for one question because I have three more people in line. Where are you calling me from, please?
Okay. Well, it sounds like you have a great memory. I am applying for work elsewhere. I work in a medical insurance call center. And I asked my boss to switch me to member services. Because that's what I applied for, and that's my training for the past 15 years. So will he switch me over to member services, or will I stay where I am until I get a new job?
I do see you getting switched over to member services. It's just going to take some time.
Okay. Well, I hope I get a nice supervisor. That means a lot to me.
All right, sweetie. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, time for our next caller. Hi, my name is Patricia. You're live on the air. Your name?
My name is Sharon. My name is Sharon from
Ohio.
Hi,
Sharon.
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to know what the month of March, one question. I know you're in a hurry. The month of March, what's going to happen in my career for March? I changed jobs, careers last year. I love my job. I'm working a lot of overtime. I wanted to see what's coming up in March for me in my career. If I'm going to be able to handle it, you know, the overtime, tired, you know, getting too tired or what have you. Thank you, by the way. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It looks like there's a lack of appreciation going on right now. It almost feels like you're being ignored. The cards are saying that this is going to change, though, and there's good news coming from somebody very important who's been there for a while, and you're going to feel like you're on this great adventure, and you're going to enjoy this new opportunity.
You're right. I'm being ignored by a couple of the women, but that's for the month of March. Yeah, so I'm going to get some news from, you said, someone that's been there a while.
Yeah, somebody higher up, somebody of authority.
Okay.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. Have a good day.
The reason that the forward it looks like too is because you have made a very strong decision to stay out of it.
Oh, stay out of it, you said?
Yeah, does that make sense? Like, in other words, you're not acting all hurt and, you know, coming to work like, oh, my God, I can't do my job. I mean, some people, they can't do their job, but you're being very strong, it looks like.
I know.
And some people can be strong, some can't, and I'm not saying, you know, anything negative either way because it depends on the person. But
I know.
The person comes forward and helped you because you have chosen to just put these women on pause. Like, in other words, you have made the decision that you're strong enough and you can rise above it.
That is so perfect that you said that. Yeah, because I'm new on the block. There's two women that are sharks. You're absolutely right. It's, oh, my God. And I'm flying through them, at least trying. I know.
Yeah, and the reason that they're acting like this is because they don't want to do their job.
Wow, you are right. I'm not kidding you. That's what I picked up too. I'm very intuitive. They're bored. They're sick of their job. They're bored at it.
Yeah, and then they just want to just be chatty Cathy and cause trouble.
I'm gonna get through it, aren't I?
You are.
I know.
You are gonna get through it.
It's a good job. I like it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. That was perfect. 100% accurate. I'm not kidding you.
Thank you.
Listen, have a nice evening, okay?
Okay, honey, and stay in touch, okay, Sharon?
Thank you. Bye-bye. I want to listen to your last one,
honey.
If you do another one.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Okay, here we go. My name is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, Patricia. This is Cindy. How are you? I'm in Florida.
Hi, Cindy. I'm well, honey. I only have time for one question.
Okay. I'm expecting two deposits to come in and hopefully financially get me stabilized again because my business was slow through the holidays, and it's just like really still slow. Do you see a time frame? Do you see any delays with that or a time frame when you see those arriving since you are excellent at time frames?
Thank you. Says any time. Let me do it one more time. It says within the next 1 to 7 days.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, fantastic. That is
okay,
so
awesome.
Okay,
so if you add those together, it's 8. So 1 to 8 days. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, honey.
Blessings to you. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, I have time for one more. Hello, your name?
Hi, this is Laura. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. I'm sorry I have to cut you short. I have time for one quick question, Laura. How can I help you?
Do you see me purchasing a home in sometime this year?
Yes, I do. You have to keep looking and you'll find exactly what you want.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Laura. Have a great night.
Too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's it for tonight's show. I'm really glad you called. I will be logging on later on tonight around 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to continue my work on Keen. I'm generally on Keen every day, starting at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like me to come on earlier, I encourage you to email me. I will be back next week for another episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. Have a great night. Bye-bye.